That's the Smashing Pumpkins singing today, one of many songs written about suicide. And we are joined today by West Hollywood gay therapist Ken Howard. Been on the show a couple times. Welcome back, Ken.
Thank you.
Good to have you back on the show once again. Ken, I, the reason I asked you to come on, Silvio Horta, who was the creator of Ugly Betty, and a friend of mine, and I think a friend to so many in the greater Los Angeles, New York communities, sadly committed suicide last week. And it just prompted another discussion in our community about why again another suicide. And so I thought we'd bring you on to start to talk about these issues.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, as a psychotherapist for many years, that's probably the hottest word, you know, for a clinician is suicidality. You know, I started with somebody the other day who had had 3 suicide attempts as a gay male youth in his late teens, you know, 3 in a row between ages 15 and 17 and all through different means, and fortunately was somehow rescued all 3 times. But you know, he talked about how that was in response to anti-gay pressures that he felt, you know, an unaccepting family, being in the closet. You know, he had a lot of the classic risk factors. And once he got past the third attempt, you know, as Dorothy Parker said, you know, you might as well live, and in her poem about suicide. So, you know, he kind of lived to tell the tale and talked about that, you know, as an adult. And another guy, you know, who had an attempt after a sexual assault and being raised in a physically abusive family. So, you know, we have these risk factors, but what is puzzling and very concerning sometimes is we hear about the suicides of people who we don't know about obvious risk factors. Sometimes we know that, you know, they had a history of depression or they had a history of substance abuse of some kind, which, you know, are known risk factors. Other times we don't know the reason and we're left puzzled of, we're just saying, you know, what happened? And that happens a lot on these cases that we hear about on Facebook, you know, so-and-so has passed away, and we figure out, you know, if we're not talking about a car accident they had or something, people are left to presume that it was suicide, and there's some kind of shame or embarrassment about that fact, and then we just don't know what was going on with them. It's probably different reasons for different people that we hear about.
Yeah, you know, you and I come from a generation where dealing with death and dying was a daily thing for our generation around HIV and AIDS. But yeah, we don't really hear about death by AIDS anymore, not to the degree that we did in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Now it's death by crystal meth or fentanyl or suicide. Those seem to be the big 3 that are going on.
And that's, you know, suicide is the leading cause of death for young people. And, you know, as a public, as a community, really, as a nation, we say, okay, what do we do about that?
Yeah, and that, I guess that's the question is, I think for so many of us, we think, well, if I knew something was going on, I would have done something to intervene. I would have, I don't know, taken him for dinner or played Watchtower and stood by his side or prevented her from spending time alone or whatever it would be. I mean, I think we all selfishly, and I include myself, don't want that to happen and don't understand the pain that somebody is experiencing that would drive them to self-elimination.
But there's a lesson in that too. I mean, stop taking people for granted, right? Appreciate everybody's life. Mm. I mean, when you take somebody's life for granted, that's when you start to neglect those signs of suicide. And then when it happens, you go, oh boy, I wish I would have. But if you paid attention and you really focused and you really gave the person that mutual respect, then maybe it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. Jason brings up some good points. Are there signs that someone should be on the lookout for, a family member or friend?
You know, kind of these classic signs. You know, the Trevor Project online talks about, you know, do you know someone in certain feeling states? You know, do you know someone who's felt unimportant, trapped, hopeless, overwhelmed, unmotivated, alone? You know, isolation is a huge issue, and isolation is just a big social topic right now for so many different kinds of people, the elderly, for LGBT youth, many adults, being irritable or impulsive. You know, we don't think of those always as signs of suicidal risk, but they are. I think even isolation, the one completed suicide that I had an active client in my 28-year career was somebody who wasn't necessarily depressed. He was just very, very isolated. And 90% of people statistically give some kind of warning. 10% do not. And the one I worked with was one of the 10% who covered his tracks very, very carefully. And that means somebody's very clear in their intent.
You talked about the Trevor Project, which is one community organization that deals with suicide. You have a website too, though, right?
I do.
What's your website?
You know, and that's one of the things also about the factors is access, you know, access to mental health care, access to help. GayTherapyLA.com is me for guys in LA and also all over the country when I work on the phone or you know, via Skype or FaceTime, and even all over the world, really, at this point, you know, as a gay men's specialist therapist, you know, so there's online blogs and supportive articles you can find 24 hours a day on GayTherapyLA.com, but there's no substitute for the interpersonal opportunity to process your feelings and to talk about, even talk about feeling suicidal.
Yes. Thank you for that reminder. So if you're home listening and you're one of these people thinking about this stuff, reach out. We're reaching out to you as well. Yeah, you have so many people that love you. We don't want to lose you. Ken, thanks for coming back again, as always. Gang, when we come back, we'll be talking to women about the Women's March coming up next Saturday. Thanks for tuning in here on Channel Q.